There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. So we got through Thanksgiving, and it's such a wonderful time of the year. And I know that a lot of us think of it as football, turkey, big meals, gluttony, I guess. But and I don't need to say this to any of you. I'm sure most of you are thinking this already. But I really wanted to do something to talk about, you know, what are we grateful for? Positivity, what makes us feel good about this holiday? And there's only one person I thought that I could bring in to talk with me about this today, because she is one of the most positive people that I know, and somebody who I often need to ask questions about, because I sometimes need to be reminded about positivity. And you know her as a psychic medium, tarot card reader. Anne is so much more than that. She is also a spiritual life coach and guide. And I felt that this would be a fantastic opportunity for us to talk with her today. And we could just have a conversation about the power of positivity. Anne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I hope everything's good. I hope that the family is good. I mean, this is really the time, right, that we enjoy our family. And I know we're supposed to do this 365 days a year, but for some reason, it's these special occasions that really draw us to our family, doesn't it?
Yes, especially because we all sit around and eat food that we all love and enjoy.
It always goes to show, and this is something that I battle with all the time, is that idea of that food is really the centerpiece of everything, isn't it? I mean, it does draw people together.
Yes, the kitchen table does. Food and kitchen table, yes, it's the heart of the home.
So I wanted to talk with you today because I've over the past year, I've really worked on my own positivity, and there's days I fail, days that I exceed at, and I just feel like that. This year in particular, I feel like I have a lot to be thankful for. I wanted to see if you would talk with us about it, and we can have a conversation about that positivity. And one of the things that I absolutely love about some of the stuff you do, and you can follow Anne on Facebook at facebook.com/tarotbyanne, and she does this daily. She pulls a card, and it's the tarot card of the day. And what I like about that is people flock to you about this in terms of getting some kind of guidance. So, and you've done that for us today. What is it that the tarot card of the day does?
The tarot card of the day kind of gives you the feel of the energy. It may not resonate with everyone, but there's probably, if you are one that just happens to get the card and it resonates, especially in the way that I interpret it. I always try to, no matter what the card is, I always try to focus on the positive or the silver lining of the card and the meaning and the energy. And even though it might be, what some might call an undesirable card, there is always some kind of silver lining, and to use that as power to create the power of positivity in your life, using that as either maybe a warning or a guide, or just to know that there is, no matter what situation you're in, there is always some kind of silver lining.
So really, quite honestly, it sounds to me like you know, there should always be something you could find in these cards, the card of the day, because it may not speak directly, but there's always something to find in there, right?
Yes, guidance. Always guidance.
So what do you got for us today?
I drew the Five of Rods, and some may, not think of that as the most positive card in the deck, but I find it is, because the fives can represent change and they can also represent instability. But if you already have your warning of the number five, change, you focus on that. And the instability, well, you focus on the instability of, okay, well, there could be some instability around that. But how can I create stability for myself? And rods, because it's the five of rods that I drew, rods represent creativity, inspiration, motivation, intuition, and enthusiasm. And with that, so you've got creativity, change, and instability. Well, how can you, create and inspire and motivate yourself to create stability for yourself for the day, knowing that there might be a change or there might be something that might not go your way, but how can you overcome that and be creative and open to that?
So, how do people get around that? I mean, that is something that seems, it seems easier said than done. Like I said earlier, and I'll probably go over this a few times because I do feel I've made leaps and bounds personally, and being better about being more positive. And for me, it always seems like that you literally have to when you feel the negativity creep in. You almost have to just stop everything, don't you? And just kind of stop and think about what is it that's going on around me? And to the card's point, think about the positive, like what can I do to be more creative? And sometimes that's the creative part of it, is to be try to think creatively.
Yes, and positive. Like, how can you be, all right, how can I creatively instill positivity into my day, knowing that this is, a possible warning of what could be coming. And we all, and right now it is a time of change, and we all are desiring stability for sure. But and this is just take it as a warning of listening to your own intuition and your inner guidance, and with this, and finding what really works for you, what resonates with you, and walk in that energy of love, and to find the creative ways to move forward and create that state, the stability that you're wanting and needing, and for yourself, and the creative vision, and to move forward with the enthusiasm towards the change that you're trying to create. And that's what you have to kind of keep in mind. So, yes, you draw a card of the day, and I like to do that in the morning because that can set the whole pace of the day and the whole tone for the day. And if you like, okay, well, today is rods. Well, that's creativity, vision. And, so the five means changes. Okay, so there's a possibility of me being able to create some positive changes in my life today.
I see that so often when you pull them at the start of the day. I feel like there are so many people who just benefit from it. Like like you said, it sets the tone for their day. And this is a tough question that I can't have an answer to, and I don't know if you would necessarily have an answer, but I find it very interesting of why do you think people tend to want is so much easier for people to side with negativity than positivity? It feels like that a lot of people, for them to think more positive, it takes more work. It's almost like exercise.
It is exercise because we're just seem to be, some of us seem to be programmed to believe it's easier to believe the negative. You can have 100 people saying wonderful, positive things to you, and one person will be like a little naysayer and might have like a little something that isn't quite positive. And it's easier for you to believe that, and to not move forward and strive to improve, or just have confidence in yourself. Though that's because you have the insecurities, I would say, and doubt in yourself. And it's easier to believe that, and instead of trying to move forward and create the positive in your life that you're trying to create and make happen.
It's funny that you say that because that the one thing that came to mind when you're talking about that is like low self-esteem. It's like sometimes you might knock somebody because it feels like that you might get a more of a popular response from other people because some of them are thinking the same thing too, or else they're low self-esteem, and it's like it's kind of, I hate to use the word, it's like a virus, though. It's like it starts spreading to people. It spreads very easily, where positivity can spread, but it seems to take a little bit more energy for that to kind of get a wider berth sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It does take a lot more energy. And that's kind of something that I like to work on and pretty much do wherever I go. You know, like I always, when I'm meeting somebody, I'm always trying to find something positive that I can say to them, whether it be a compliment about their eyes or their smile or just wishing them a happy day, or maybe, you know, paying for the person's coffee behind me when I'm in the drive-thru. Or, you know, like if I see like a shirt that they're wearing, oh, I like that, you know, just kind of always finding, purposely finding something positive about somebody else that you don't even know can, and there is that growth there that it can spread and it can change someone's day without you even realizing how much you're changing their day and making them feel positive about themselves.
And it makes you feel good too, doesn't it? I mean, you could feel that tingle when yeah. that happens. It just feels like, yeah okay, I feel really good. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. And what's going to happen is we're going to come back and, you know, we're not doing any readings today, but we're going to lean on Anne's side of being a spiritual life coach and guide as we talk about the power of positivity. It's a conversation we're going to have. When we come back, we're going to talk about astrology energy. We're also going to talk about people in our lives that we've been grateful for as we celebrate Thanksgiving and everything around that, because it's that time to remember to be grateful, as we always should be grateful. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Ghostbox Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Ghostbox Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and today we're through Thanksgiving, we're moving on to Christmas, but I thought it'd be a really fun idea since, you know, we just got through having big meals and everything, that we had an episode of talking about what we're grateful for, talking about positivity, and for that, I wanted to bring on psychic medium, tarot card reader, as well as spiritual life coach and guide, Anne. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, one of the things I need to kind of be careful of when I'm talking about this, and I did this right before the end of the last break, saying it's the time for us to be thankful and grateful. But no, that's not true. We always should be that way, right? I mean, that's the thing that is, you know, that's just old habits. Like, oh, it's holidays, we should really feel happy to be with each other. But that's the point of living, right? Is that we always have to, we need to feel this way.
Yes, I feel that way strongly. And that's why when I try to remember and remind myself every day to be thankful for, you know, it's like, how would you, this is my mind frame, Greg, is, you know, if I don't thank God, universe, whatever, you know, you believe in, whatever your personal preference is, if I don't thank God tonight for what I am grateful for, what if I wake up tomorrow without it, because I wasn't thankful for it, you know? And so that's kind of where you just kind of like, oh my gosh, I am thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the air I breathe. I'm thankful for the people that are around me. I'm so thankful for everything. You just kind of go on and on and on with the list, and it kind of helps you, and you add something every day to that list. And it just kind of helps you be in that mind frame of thankfulness and also the power of positivity.
So we just got through the tarot card of the day, and you also have pulled up some information about astrology, energy, and the almanac. And I was wondering if you could tell us what that is and what you pulled.
I just kind of looked up the energy of where the moon is mostly for it. And, you know, earlier in the week, the moon was in Pisces. So that was just kind of what that represents. Pisces can mean, especially with the moon, it just represents, you know, things you can be a little bit more sensitive or emotional. But also remember that also includes your intuition. And then it pulls into, then it moved into Aries. The moon moved into Aries during Thanksgiving. So hopefully during Thanksgiving, Aries represents fire. So during Thanksgiving, while you're with your relatives, hopefully that, you know, you just kind of, you know, stayed in the vibration of love. And then when you needed to, just take a calming breath. When you needed to,
because sometimes you have to,
yes.
No matter how much positivity you have, sometimes you really have to.
Yes. And so as long as you remember, you know, stay in the energy of love. And then with that, the full moon is November 30th. Yeah. So, and that's going to be in Gemini, which represents a time of to shed resistance and blocks and to move forward. And with that, it's a time for releasing. And so don't be stubborn. Don't hold on to the past. Don't hold on to things that don't work for you or don't make you feel good. It's a time to, again, use your power of positivity and find silver linings and listen to your goals and listen to your inner guidance and write those goals down and stay focused on positive stuff and where you want to move, because energy attracts energy and your thoughts are energy. And so whatever you're thinking about, you want to draw that into you, and you want to find a way or ways to move forward in that with that resonates with you. That will include both change, but also stability for you. And when you have change happening, but you're feeling stable, or you have that stability in your life and you're creating that and moving forward, listening to your inner guidance and your own intuition will, you know, that's what is important. You need to move forward and be in your own power. And especially with lots of changes happening.
Do you ever get people, because we talk, we're in this hour and just in general, like it just in the work I do outside and I know the work that you do in particular, you talk a lot about love, love and light, love, you know, and it gets, do you ever get people being like, yeah, I believe in this stuff, but the words and stuff gets really a bit saccharine. Do you ever get anything like that? Because you have to do it. I mean, it is what it is, but I think sometimes that's hard for people to focus on. It's like, oh, you're saying love so much, you know?
Well, yeah, I get that a lot because, you know, people come to me and they're, you know, things are not going well for them, and that's why they come to me. But they also come to me for hope and guidance and maybe to help them see the silver lining or see where the, you know, the light is. And that's kind of where I come in to play here with, you know, even though, yes, there are negative things happening around you or negative thoughts or negative feelings, but it's, you know, I try not to sugarcoat it so much. I mean, I am, real with the whole, yes, I see there's issues here, but let's not focus on that. That's the glasses half empty kind of attitude.
Yeah.
We're looking for the power of positivity. And when I say love and light, I mean love, not in as so much as in we have to go around and hug everybody. It's more about loving yourself. Mm-hmm. Listening to your inner guides and what makes you happy and what resonates with you. And if you are finding yourself in joy and happy and content, then you are in love. You are in that energy of love. And then when you are filling your own cup with love and caring for yourself, you're able to, you know, kind of have that overflowing and also give to others. And it's easier to give to others when you focus on yourself. And sometimes, you know, love means saying no to somebody, because when you say no to somebody, it means yes to yourself. So love doesn't mean like, oh, yes, let's go around and have, you know, a hug fest. No, it just means the energy of what you need to be positive for yourself and what's healing and helpful to yourself and loving to yourself.
And for those of you who are listening and are just like, well, I don't know about all that, it's like, honestly, once you start doing it, once you start thinking that, and you don't have to, I mean, just even positivity in general, it becomes catchy. You know, it really builds onto itself that you're not even thinking about it necessarily in those terms, but it's something that, you know, it becomes a bit addictive, because you just, I mean, I'm only speaking for myself, I feel like I'm on the right track then.
Yes, and you're more positive and you're smiling and you're enjoying life. And even when things do happen that kind of like aren't going your way, or something might, a little mishap might happen here or there, you still aren't going to, you know, fall deep down into the, you know, the abyss of negativity, as because you already have been so focused on and so practiced on focusing on the positive and the silver lining, and staying focused in that helps you pull yourself out of and also steer yourself away from other, you know, getting too far down into negativity. It's just easier. It's like it's a muscle.
I just gonna say practice. That. Yeah. No, absolutely. It totally is just like a muscle, because you have to exercise it, and it becomes easier and easier the more that you use it. So what we're going to do, why don't we take another break? This stuff goes by very quickly. You know, that's the funny thing about this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to just talk a little bit about some of our personal traditions and what we're grateful for, because why not, right? It's a good time to do it. And we'll come back. We'll talk about that and other things. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We're talking about what we're grateful for. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/mnghostbox, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session as I try to reach out to everyone's loved ones, and that could be your loved one too. I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee a respectful communication with spirits. It's very interactive. It's also a lot of fun. Why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Time for my live Spirit Box session and see what it's like? If you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation of your business or home, send me an email, greg@ghostboxradio.com. It's greg@ghostboxradio.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @gregbert007. And I'm just working on, with some other friends, a case at a private residence, which is pretty crazy. And if we're allowed to, someday I'll go through what that case is. Also, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. I'll only ask one thing. Could you please leave a positive review after you listen to it, either on iTunes or Spotify? That really helps me get a bigger listenership, and I would really appreciate that. Now we return to our conversation with psychic medium, tarot card reader, spiritual life coach, and guide, Anne, as we're talking today about the power of positivity. And, you know, we always feel like that we should always think this way, right? But, you know, especially after Thanksgiving, why don't we just kind of drive that home a little bit more? And we've talked about the tarot card of the day. We've talked about astrology, energy, and almanac. And we're just going to take a moment and just talk about a little bit about our traditions, you know, hers and mine, who we're thankful for, who we're grateful for that have been in our lives. And it's just a nice bit of positive affirmation, I guess. Is that the right way of saying it, Anne?
I would think so. Yeah, that's what I would use.
So for you then, you know, talking about people who've been in your life that you're very grateful for, who would you put there?
Oh, well, you know what, Greg? You know, it's gonna sound cheesy and probably weird, but I really am. I mean, I've got so many people in my life that I am grateful for, even if they were negative energies in my life. Because, again, with the power of positivity, you have to find the silver lining in everything. And I wouldn't be who I am today without every single person that has been in my life. But the few people that I would really like to point out for positive in my life was my Aunt Bev. My Aunt Beverly was the most amazing person in the world to me. She is an angel. She's an angel now. She has her wings. She's crossed over, but she's still always there for me. And she was just my mentor and confidant. And she was also the one who helped me realize my gifts and practice them and utilize them. But also Reverends Karen and Maggie, they both have, from a church that I go to in Tucson, they have passed over also. They're little angels on the other side also. Hmm. But they also helped me at the time that I needed to really hone in on my gift, and also gave me the confidence and also the safe place that I felt I needed to strengthen my gifts and abilities. And of course, my clients. My clients, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today, because they believe in me. They believe mm-hmm. in my gift. They believe in my ability to help guide them and with love and light and also healing messages. And, you know, and if it wasn't for their feedback and them coming back to me continuously and also spreading the word of mouth, that gets me other clients. And that's the best way to get clients is, you know, when you're helping somebody and they are so appreciative and grateful that they spread the word. And I am thankful for all of them.
And I suppose when you talk about the clients too, and I think you touched on this a little bit, is that you're learning with each client. You're improving your skill. You're improving your work with everybody that you talk to.
Yes, I am, because the experience with each person is individual, and it's definitely a learning experience for all of them. I come up with new spirit kind of uses different symbols and signs and ways of utilizing my ability to listen and hear and feel to help guide them.
So for me, you know, the one thing that you kind of touched on a little bit, and it's, another kind of aspect of the power of positivity is, you know, never take anyone for granted, because you never know how long they're going to be around. And for the people that I'm grateful for, you know, the top two for me are going to be my parents, who over the course of the last 5 years both have left me. They both passed away. You don't realize what it's like not to have those holidays unless you're faced with those loved ones being gone, and there's that hole, whether you're looking at the chair that they used to sit in, or that there's these wonderful moments that you used to share, and it's just empty. And you know, you try to move on, but you know, as I've always said to people, especially after my dad died, he was the one that passed away first, you never get over it. You only learn to live with it. And you learn to move forward with it, and you have to. That's a healthy aspect to it. I'm also extremely grateful for my sister Tracy, who has taken really the brunt of the work of when my mom passed away, and taking care of the estate and taking care of the house and everything, and really making sure, you know, that things were done right. You know, really making sure that the way that mom wanted things to be done, and I'm not talking about the estate or anything, I'm talking also about just on a level of spiritual, you know, religion and everything, like getting last rites, everything. She was really, really the driving force of that, you know, and it's pretty amazing. And there's a lot of other people I'm grateful for that, you know, like you, I could read them off all day, but it's just, you know, it's just a great moment. And I suppose really, if you're out there listening and you haven't really thought about it that way, I would highly encourage to just take like 5 minutes at some point and just be like, who am I really thankful for? What am I grateful for with the people that I interact with? And why am I grateful for them? Because it's a great exercise of really kind of, you know, pinpointing what it is that makes these people so special in your life. And that really helps for me personally to remember why I need to pay more attention to the people that are around, because we get so busy in our lives that it's tough to kind of stop and be like, oh, that's right, because they do this and they just make my life better. So.
Well, I also have to add, Greg, you. You have been an amazing friend, and you've helped me see my abilities as something super positive, and are helping me spread the word and spread my views and my feelings about things. So, and you've also widened my horizons as to where, you know, I am now interested in the paranormal where I didn't know I fit in. And you've opened my eyes to the paranormal in ways that I didn't know existed and how that I can blend in with it. And so that was really interesting and wonderful and fun. You've added a lot of fun to my life, Greg.
Well, thank you. And you also. That is because you bring so much positivity. And, you know, I think anyone who's ever met you feels like that you have given them 100% of your personal, you know, just your personal self to them. You have that ability to do that to everybody you meet, that you make them feel like that they're the only one in the universe. And that's a very unique and very wonderful gift. I am blessed to have that. And, for those who don't know, Ana and I have done events where we do, spirit validation using paranormal equipment. That's been a lot of fun. And it's really good stuff that we, that it's fun to be able to do something like that with people who are like-minded. So thank you very much. But I do want to say, and we only have about 3 minutes left in this segment, so we're probably going to get through some of it this segment and pick it up the next segment. But, you know, as you go through these holidays, what kind of traditions do really stand out for you?
The traditions for me are basically, it's funny, it's all based around food.
Absolutely.
My Aunt Bev, she used to make bread pudding, and that used to be the one of the most famous desserts that everybody in the family would love. And so we always have bread pudding. And but also I've added my own because I am part Lebanese, mm-hmm. and you know, Aunt Bev's the Irish side, and I get all the mystical and intuitive stuff from her and the bread pudding. But I also have the Lebanese part in me, which just loves baklava and kanafi, and those are Lebanese desserts that are just to die for. And I've always added them. Now they are a tradition in my family. And also, of course, as usual, the tarot cards at the kitchen table, and just having that whenever there's family and friends around, we just break out the cards and we just kind of play around with that.
That sounds amazing. For me, the one thing, I mean, over the years, as I got older, some of these traditions had certainly fallen away. But as growing up, one of the things I remember, especially for Thanksgiving, was my mom would always put a little gift for my sister and myself under the napkin at the kitchen table. A little Thanksgiving something, nothing grand. It's just a really nice little thought that, you know, you just knew that there'd be, you know, a little something every year, kind of like, you know, kind of looking at the table from afar, wondering what could it be, you know. And it's,
oh, that's sweet.
It is sweet. I mean, that's the one thing that certainly my nieces and nephew, my niece and nephews got right when the priest read the eulogy at my mom's funeral, is that the one thing that they said was she always found a way to make everything special. And it's not because she was necessarily thinking about it. I think she was thinking about it, but it was just in her nature. That is just who she was. And those are great memories.
Those are great memories. I have one for Easter. So if we do another show for Easter, I'll tell you about one of those traditions that's kind of quirky but fun that, you know, my mother used to do.
That is fun. I mean, do we have to dress in rabbit suits or something when we do that? Because I'm in a turkey suit right now, and it's, I guess we didn't, I forgot we're not like on video or anything, so I'm the only one that knows I'm in a turkey suit, I guess. But what we're going to do is we're going to take our last break here coming up. We have a lot more things we want to talk about. We want to talk more about the power of positivity, but also more about silver lining. But we also want to talk about just some Thanksgiving traditions, where some of that came from, because, Ana, you came up with some really interesting information that I find really fun, and I'm really grateful that you did that. So why don't we do that? We're going to take our final break with our guest, Ane. We're going to return. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. This is AM 950. We are going to be right back. Join us next week on Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to talk about pets, and we're going to talk about, you know, they're such a big part of our lives. And I personally, I smile every time my cat Linus enters a room, and I've had pretty much all of the pets in my life have meant so much to me. What happens when they die? And, you know, we talk a lot about the paranormal with our family members passing along or friends passing away. But what about our pets? I am going to bring in author Rob Guttrow, and he has written a number of books on pets who've passed away and come back as spirit companions. We're going to talk to him about that. He is also a medium and has had extensive interactions with his own pets and other people's pets. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to call in and let us know if you've ever had a situation with a pet that passed away coming back and interacting with you in some way. So we're going to be talking with Rob Guttrow next week about pets and the afterlife. It should be a very interesting conversation. Now for our final segment, we return to our guest, Ane, who is, as you know, a psychic medium, tarot card reader, and also a spiritual life coach and guide. And, you know, I know some of you probably wish that you could be able to get a reading from her. She's going to be back on December 20th, and we're going to be doing one question readings at that point. So don't worry, she'll be back to do more of that. But we're talking about the power of positivity. And it's been a very enlightening conversation today, Ane, because it is nice to really stop and especially the show that I do, you know, talk a lot about demonology and UFOs and Bigfoot. And it's nice to kind of stop and be like, there's also a very positive spiritual side to the stuff that I do with the paranormal, which this is a great example and conversation towards it.
Yes, I love it. Because Greg, with the paranormal and the positive is where you are so positive in your views and the way you handle things and see things with the paranormal have really resonated with me. So I used to wonder about it and not necessarily go that way, but I found that through you, the paranormal is just as wonderful and full of love and light.
It should be. And that's just it. You know, when people talk about mediumship and paranormal, they're not so different. And I think that's, you know, I've always wanted to do is bridge the gap between the two, bridge it so that people know that, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is people who go into a room at a paranormal investigation and scream into the air thinking that they're tough and that they can really, you know, really talk nasty towards bad energy or something. It's like, no, you don't know what you're dealing with if you're going to do that, because there are consequences to that sort of thing. And that's maybe a conversation for another time. And we're talking about positivity. So I don't want to get too far down into that, because it's easy to talk about because it is a pet peeve. You know, one of the things, though, I really appreciated when I asked you about, you know, possibly joining me on here, you talked about, you did some research, which I was really touched that you did, because it was just really nice that you wanted to make this a very special program. And one of the things that you had looked up and that you talked about was the meaning behind the wishbone, which I never knew about.
Yeah. Greg, you have an amazing show, and this is an original kind of show, and your show gives us a respite basically from all the other negative stuff out there. And even though you might be talking about Bigfoot and demonology, it still kind of has a positive vibe to it, because it's interesting, and you add that entertainment to our life.
Well, thank you.
And so with that, I wanted to kind of stick with, yes, I'm with love and light and positive energy. And yes, sometimes that's, people kind of think, oh, it's, you know, she's pouring on the sugar. But no. So I wanted to like really focus on the theme of, you know, the power of positivity, but also the fact that we are in the holiday season of Thanksgiving right now. And one of the traditions I always found kind of odd, but we've always done throughout my whole family, my whole life, is the wishbone tradition. And we would all fight over the wishbone and who got to break it and make their wish. And so I kind of looked up the tradition of where the wishbone came from. And, you know, it says the breaking game has been, you know, from the days of the Plymouth Rock, but it actually originates even further back than that with the Etruscans. They're an ancient Italian civilization who held birds to be future predicting oracles, which I find that really interesting. And when they would have to have the bird pass or slaughter the bird, I didn't want to say slaughter, but when they, you know, have to, you know, kind of, you know, end the bird's life for whatever reason, they would harvest the wishbone and dry it in the sun. And in the hopes to preserve the chicken's divine powers. I found that really interesting. They found that the chicken's wishbone had divine powers. And then when it dried in the sun, they would make wishes on it in hopes to have their wish come true. And I just found that really interesting because, you know, it's still even today from as far back as that time, we're still, in a sense, still doing that. But, you know, and everybody has their own beliefs and traditions about it, but, and especially which way is the best way to break it and get the bigger piece so your wish comes true. So you're kind of like the winner. But I just found that really, really intriguing and interesting piece of information that I found for your show.
It's interesting how everything has a meaning, right? And that so much of this stuff has some sort of like, almost like a metaphysical power to it also, that it kind of gets lost over the years. It ends up being, you know, I've always kind of thought of it too, not even just necessarily who gets the bigger piece, but, you know, who's the winner of the two. Like my sister and I were extremely competitive, especially my sister. And she would always like want to, you know, find a way to get, you know, break the wishbone so that she'd have the larger piece. But I mean, it always felt like kind of like a superiority sort of thing to me, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm sure she's going to enjoy hearing this.
Yeah, well, you know, and hopefully it resonates because that's the way I remember it, at least. But because I wasn't going to get any wishes from it. But, you know, you never know. Maybe you got to believe to be able to get the wishes too, right?
And that's it, because it doesn't matter. The Etruscans didn't believe in who got the bigger piece. It was just the actual bone and wishing on it. They believed, that's what I thought was so intriguing about, is that, yes, I am a medium and a psychic. And so, but I also do the wishbone thing myself. And I was like, wow, this is so neat how something even mystical like this is still kind of held in tradition. And no one even really realizes it. So it was just a fun little fact. And I just found, I found joy in it, actually.
It does bring joy. That's exactly what it does, because it's one of those things that, you know, you just didn't know about. And now you can sound cool at parties because you do know it. All right. Ane is a psychic medium, tarot card reader, and also a spiritual life coach and guide. I highly recommend that you schedule some time with her on her website, www.onae.org, to get a reading or see what she could help you with as far as being a spiritual life coach and guide. Ane, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Greg. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. This has been Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be back next week talking about pets and the afterlife. Have a great week.